When Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders comes to New Hampshire, he keeps a busy schedule. For Sanders, the serious business of speaking to the issues is more important than kissing babies and pressing the flesh. But NHPR's Sam Evans Brown reports, at least for Sanders supporters, his no-nonsense approach may be part of his charm.
Sanders arrived at the William B. Cashin Senior Center in Manchester around noon Friday, having just flown in from Washington and a 3 a.m. Senate vote on the latest budget deal. He wasted no time jumping straight to the issues he says aren't getting the airtime they deserve, like the high cost of prescription drugs. He said this was forcing seniors to make tough choices.
Whether they heat their homes adequately, whether they put food on the table that they need, or whether they're able to purchase the medicine that they desperately need.
Sanders speaks for about an hour, takes questions, and closes by talking about a bill he introduced to make Election Day a national holiday.
And I think with that, I have got to get going. But I want to thank you all very much for being here.
Sanders shakes a few hands on his way from the podium, waves to the residents of the senior center in the back of the room whose card games he's delayed, and in less than a minute, he's out the door. Unlike most politicians, Sanders doesn't so much work a room as move through it efficiently. Some might even say brusquely. It's the same approach whether he's speaking to a room of undecided voters or thanking a dozen or so committed campaign volunteers. Take, for instance, his visit to a phone banking effort by supporters in Nashua later that same day.
Can we get you to the Senate, please?
Yeah. Senator here yet?
He's speaking right now.
Seems like.
I try to catch up with him again at the Nashua campaign office, but arrive about 10 minutes late. And by the time I get in the door, he's already headed out. Again, from the conclusion of his speech, which I'm told was about the importance of the grassroots to the political revolution he believes the country needs, he's out to the car in less than a minute. By taking this approach, Sanders eschews one narrative of what the New Hampshire primary is supposedly all about: candidates meeting, shaking hands with, and looking individual voters in the eye. But it's not clear if any of that really matters to voters.
He's a very busy guy, and I think that overall he's got that sort of gruffness about him. He's not like, hey, how's it going? Vote for me. He's not that, you know, kind of like hail fellow well met.
Elise McDonald is a campaign volunteer from Nashua who has gone to several events with the senator.
But his policies and his positions speak for him. He doesn't have to kiss as many babies because people understand that he is for them and he's supporting them in a real way, not in a, you know, media ready way.
Indeed, if Sanders truly did want to show he could interact with voters one-on-one, he could publicize other stops his campaign makes. Katie Almeida works at the Riverwalk Cafe in Nashua, where Sanders stopped before heading to the phone bank. Almeida says earlier in the day, she had a customer walk in who was a Sanders lookalike.
And then so 4 hours later, actual Bernie Sanders came in, and it was completely dead. There was like one customer, and I was the only staff member out front. And I just like looked around for a minute and thought I was imagining things. And I was like, wait.
Almeida and her co-workers say Sanders was very pleasant, made jokes about his hair and his resemblance to comedian Larry David. She says he tipped well and acted like any other customer.
But a friend of mine did say something interesting, that she thought like if Hillary had come, she would have been like pushing it and shaking hands with everyone and like being really enthusiastic and kind of, you know, playing the politician card more. And he definitely, I don't think, played that at all.
But unlike some other campaigns, Sanders did nothing to alert the media to his stop at the Riverwalk, and so images of Bernie congenially chatting with baristas weren't on the evening news.
All right. Okay, good. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This
so
weekend,
much.
After a town hall meeting in Warner where he spoke of the need to decriminalize marijuana, Sanders moved out into the crowd. He's all smiles. He poses for selfies. He admires, but doesn't kiss, a baby. But after walking through the crowd, it's straight to the car. There's another town hall waiting. It's worth noting, Sanders did allow himself some frivolity this weekend. On Saturday, after speaking to over 1,000 people in Lebanon, Sanders went trick-or-treating with his grandchildren. According to a reporter who was there, after about 20 minutes of fun, he signaled he was ready to move on to the next event, saying to his aides, "All right, we're out of here." For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans Brown.